Chapter 28. It was a long time before anyone spoke. Out of the corner of his eyes, Forge could see the sea of tense, expectant faces down in the square outside. "We are going to get lynched, aren't we?" he whispered. "It was a tough assignment," said the thought mildly. 42, yelled Longbo. "Is that all you've got to show for 7.5 million years work?" "I checked it very thoroughly," said the computer. "And that's quite definitely is the answer. I think the problem, to be quite honest with you, is that you've never actually known what the question is. But it was the great question, the ultimate question of life, the universe and everything," hold Lungpo. "Yes," said the thought with the air of one who suffers fools gladly, "but what actually is it?" A slow, stuffed silence crept over the men as they stared at the computer and then at each other. "Well, you know, it's just everything, everything," offered Forge weakly. "Exactly," said the thought. So once you do know what the question actually is, you will know what the answer means." "Oh, terrific," muttered Forge, flinging aside his notebook and wiping away a tiny tear. "Look, all right, said Lungpo. "Can you just please tell us the question? The ultimate question?" "Yes. Of life, the universe, and everything?" "Yes." Deep Thought pondered this for a moment. "Tricky," he said. "But can you do it? Try, Lungpo." Deep Thought pondered this for another long moment. Finally, "No," he said firmly. Both men collapsed onto their chairs in despair. "But I'll tell you who can," said Deep Thought. They both looked up sharply. "Who? Tell us." Suddenly, Arthur began to feel his apparently non-existent scalp begin to crawl as he found himself moving slowly but inexorable forward towards the console. But it was only a dramatic zoom on the part of whoever had made the recording, he assumed. "I speak of none other than the computer that is to come after me," intoned Deep Thought, his voice regaining its accustomed declamatory tones. "A computer whose merest operational parameters I am not worthy to calculate, and yet I will design it for you. A computer which can calculate the question to the ultimate answer. A computer of such infinite and subtle complexity that organic life itself shall form part of its operational matrix, and you yourself shall take on new forms and go down into the computer to navigate its 10 million year program. Yes, I shall design this computer for you, and I shall name it also unto you, and it shall be called the Earth. Fourth, doubt and deep thought. What a dull name, he said, and great incisions appeared down the length of his body. Lumpo, too, suddenly sustained a horrific gash from nowhere. The computer console blotched and cracked, the walls flickered and crumbled, and the room crashed upwards into its own ceiling. Slaty Bathfast was standing in front of Arthur holding the two wires and end of the tape, he explained.